Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. We are your hosts, Chris.
And Jonathan.
So I know we've been off for a couple of weeks, but, you know, free agent season has...
It is in motion, baby. It is in motion.
And this first week has been crazy.
Yes, sir.
Before we get into that, let's get into some business.
Yes, sir.
So you listen to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. You can find us on Stitcher and iTunes Radio. Part of the Black Is Family of Podcast. Just look for Black Is and you'll find us. You can also look us up on www.blackisonline.com. Y'all want to leave any comments? Got any questions? Speak on the music that we bumping. You can hit us up 323-455-4219. You can email us thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. You can hit us up on Twitter @brotherslayman.
Hey, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have? Anything you want to know? I know the NFL season's coming up swiftly, so if you want to know about some fantasy leaguers, some studs you should draft, some guys you should shy away from, we all know Aaron Hernandez is off the map. So hit us up. Let us know. We'll answer any questions you got.
Holla. That's what's up. So let's jump into it, y'all. The Dwight nightmare is almost over. Not officially, you know, with Dwight Howard until I see him sign the contract and say he is officially a Houston Rocket.
D12 moving to Houston. I ain't talking about the rap group. Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard.
Shut down Los Angeles. Hurt they feelings.
Nice five choices. He let everybody, you know, let the teams know that he wasn't going to go to Dallas or Golden State or Atlanta.
I thought he was going to Dallas. That was my choice. That's where I thought he was going. But, you know, it's all good. I ain't even worried about it. He went to Texas.
Yeah.
I'm a little close.
He was leaving.
I knew he was out.
And he said he had a hard time. He said that, you know, leaving the legacy of the Lakers and that $30 million.
Ching. Yeah, more so that 30.
Yeah, he was. I knew it was all about the money. That's why I thought that 30.
But he left it on the table, so I'll give him some credit for that. I mean, it takes a lot of guts to turn down $30 million when it's just right there for you. And it's no thanks. But
he got the three.
He got an early termination clause in that contract, so he can opt out after 3 years and cha-ching, re-sign again for the max.
Right. We know how it all works.
And if it work out at Houston, I'm getting that extra 30. Don't worry. Yeah. I'll get it in due time.
Yep, 4 year, $87.6 million.
Or he can do what he usually does and be wishy-washy and dip. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen, so this is going to be an interesting ride. But he's at least there for 2 years, so we'll see what happens.
All right, so let's start with Houston. You know, clearly they made a great pitch, brought everybody, brought Drexler, Elijah Wan out.
Yao Ming through Skype. Homie, what?
Daryl Morey been trying. He has been trying to get Dwight Howard.
He set this up all the way dating back to when he's traded to Kevin Martin. Got rid of his contract. They have been trying to get Dwight there for some time. He finally got it. And I know he threw himself a big party and threw a cigar and was like, yes, I finally got it done.
Oh, yeah, you know, James Harden took him down to the strip club.
Yes, sir.
Making it rain.
Throwing them ones all up in the air. Probably throwing hundreds now after he signed that contract. Like, what's happening?
But, yeah, on paper, this, you know, looks solid. I mean, he got...
Stay away from that scissor, brother. Stay away from that scissor. Stay away from that scissor. Bum B, what's happening?
They got
a good squad. You know what I'm saying? You know, Dwight Howard. You know, James Harden. Chandler Parsons, still got Jeremy Lin. I know a lot of people are like, getting rid of him. But
we got Patrick Beverley.
He's better than nothing. You got Patrick Beverley, who came out in the playoffs and played well. They re-signed Francisco Garcia. They just signed Omri Caspi. So, they got some pieces.
You know what the plan is with Dwight Howard. You got to feature him, which is why he chose to go there. You know, you've got to... He's basically trying to build Orlando, give him shooters, and have the one thing that they was missing last time was a wingman who can just create off the dribble. You know, they were one of the highest scoring teams last year, but their defense was atrocious.
And if y'all wondering why I didn't mention Ashiq, it's because he already came out and said he don't want to play with Dwight. He ain't backing him up. He ain't playing next to him. None of that's happening. So he wants out.
Holla. Well, you knew he would.
Yeah, that was just...
As soon as that trade happened.
Soon as he announced he's going to Houston, it was like, oh, I'm gone. I'm out.
That's why Ashiq went to Houston. He could have stayed in Chicago, but he felt like he wanted to be a starter. And I don't blame him. He should start.
He's a very solid defender. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as the center position goes, he's probably one of the best defending centers in the league. So
yeah, Greg Smith was a solid power forward. So, mm-hmm.
You got Kevin McHale there to teach you, you know. So
right.
Elijah Wan can come out and help you with some things. So maybe Dwight will finally get a post move. Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah, he's got two of the better centers in league history there to work with him. You know, so that is a plus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not jumping this hole. They're going to make the finals crap no. like everybody did with the Lakers last year. I'm
not putting them up there yet.
This
slow down.
This puts them in a position to
they'll be
get
a top
home
four.
Court.
They will be a top four Western Conference team this year. To me, that's what it does.
Know, of course, I'm picking San
Antonio
to win the division.
I'm not putting them above the Spurs yet, who just got to the finals. I'm not putting them above OKC, who's going to get Russell Westbrook back healthy. Mm-hmm. Who else? The Clippers? I can't put them above the Clippers yet.
Yeah, we gonna
so, I mean, like I said, I put them at the four spot just because Denver lost Iguodala. So,
right.
I'll do that. I'll put them at number four.
Yeah, I see that. Because they have some... This is pressure time. We don't have any more of the where's Dwight Howard going. He's like, now there's nobody asking me what my future's going to be like. I have put my hammer down here. And this is what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. So it's going to take some growing on all their parts. Dwight Howard.
The chemistry is going to have to develop.
You have to show now. Mm-hmm. You, all that whining and wishy-washy and all this bull crap, and you saying you want to win championships. We need to see Dwight Howard of... What was that, 2009? That Dwight Howard going to the finals, Dwight Howard. We need you to put up, 28, 15, three blocks, 60% from the field. If you can get to 60 free throw shooting, it's possible. There have been crappy big men who have improved them jump shooting. Look at Tim Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it done. You put them numbers up and be that defensive anchor for that team. Understand that you can't be the number one option all 48 damn minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they're going to work through you, you dominate then, you go strong, pass off the double team, get them shooters open. You know, in crunch time, last 3 minutes of the game, you got to go through James Harden.
And I'm a firm believer that with Houston, they can potentially reach the finals. I'm a firm believer in the two-star system. I'm not a fan of the whole big three. That's not my cup of tea. I like it if you have two stars at the most and you got role players. So you got Dwight and you got James Harden. That is wonderful. Chandler Parsons will be a fantastic third option for that team. Mm-hmm. Jeremy Lin does not have so much pressure on him now. He's gone through the whole Lin sanity phase of his career, and I think now he is a role player. And we all know he is not a superstar anymore. He's not a role player. So he will be a solid point guard for them. You know, they have Greg Smith at power forward. So they have some nice role players and nice pieces around. They can make some noise. It's just the chemistry is going to have to come.
Yeah, I think it's going to take a couple years for them to get there. But, yes, they have built something that in these next 3-4 years, you can say at least two, these next 2 years are going to be giant steps for them because now the pressure is on. You know, I like to see James Harden improve as well. He's going to have to adjust now. I mean, he just got to run and gun and just do whatever he wanted last year. You know, he's got to get used to playing with a big man.
He didn't even have one in OKC. So.
Nope. So he has to adjust there. Kevin McHale, honestly, Kevin McHale has to step up.
As a coach, definitely.
Yes. You know, we all talk about how great he was as a Celtic. But that don't matter right now.
Yeah, as a coach, he hasn't been all that great.
We know his history in Minnesota.
He's constantly moving rotations and changing rotations. I mean, he has to get a little bit more consistent.
Right. He had a great year last year. He found something that worked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his teammates seem to believe in him. Mm-hmm. So I think for him, he's going to have to figure out a strategy. Feed Dwight Howard enough to keep him happy and satisfied, but still keep that, you know, that up-tempo game that they were playing.
Yep.
And they just got to keep building. And I think they'll be pretty good. So, yeah, Dwight Howard, the big domino, has failed in free agency.
Thank goodness. And the second one already fell a while ago. Clippers, Chris Paul has already said he's coming back. So, Clippers are satisfied. They were able to pull off the blockbuster move and acquire Doc Rivers as their new head coach. And, woo! Now the pressure is on the Clippers. Cause they got to make some moves. They made a huge traded who I think potentially could be a superstar of a point guard, Eric Bledsoe. Traded him to Phoenix, picked up Jared Dudley in the deal, who will be their new starting small forward, and also traded Caron Butler to Phoenix as well. So
you got J.J. Redick now.
Exactly. And they acquired J.J. Redick too, who started the two and can light it up from 3-point land. So now they have a stud of a team. Gee whiz. They still got Jamal Crawford. They re-signed Matt Barnes. Woo! They still got DeAndre Jordan. Oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah, they just have to keep loaded building too. I mean, Clippers have upped the ante this season. We have talked mad shit about Donna Sterling for years. I'm 35, going to be 36. I feel like we've been talking shit about Donna Sterling in Los Angeles since I've been born.
He's finally opened his pocketbook. Right. That's what it is.
Somebody deservedly so.
I will give him an applause for me. He has finally opened up the wallet and signed some guys. Lord have mercy. Yeah,
and I mean, he's in a position now where he can win at this moment, you know, this is always going to be the Lakers' town. But at this moment, the Clippers are now in the...
It is Clipper Nation right now.
They're closer in the championship discussion.
It's Clipper Nation right now. You know, oh, my goodness.
Doc Rivers gets to... You know, I saw that sign up, but now he's, you know, senior executive of basketball operations. I'm like, oh, you get to shop for groceries, too? You get
to make the decisions. The pressure is going to be on Doc Rivers.
Yes, it will.
We all know, and if you listen to the last podcast we had... guys made a good point. He wasn't a very good coach prior to acquiring the big three of KG, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce. And with the Clippers now, he has a very good team, but he doesn't necessarily have a big three. He has a very good point guard in Chris Paul, who is comparable to Rajon Rondo, who he had in Boston, but he doesn't have a Paul Pierce. Yeah. Jerry Dudley is not Paul Pierce. He does have a kind of a Ray Allen, you could say, in J.J. Redick, who is a very good shooter in his own right. So he has that piece going for him. Blake Griffin is good. He ain't KG good, but he needs to make some huge improvements. Center-wise, DeAndre Jordan's a very good defensive center. So he has something similar to what he had when the big three were there. So the pressure is going to be on him to win and win now.
Yeah, he has a team they haven't gone anywhere. The big three at that time, they've all had gone to the finals, you know, had been close, but just hadn't had that taste to get into the NBA finals. Mm-hmm. You know, this team, you know, Blake Griffin is still a work in progress.
Yep.
He's going into, this will be his fourth full year playing.
Dunking don't get you rings, buddy. No. Dunking does not get you rings.
And I will say for Blake Griffin, he has been improving every year.
Definitely.
It's just that you've been in the playoffs two times, and this is what happens. This is what tests your skill as a player. When you get that success, you get to the playoffs, you know, and you lose a couple times. You went backwards this year. You know, pressure's on. Can you improve your game?
Yep.
He has to be a legit scoring option all the time.
Yep.
You know,
he has to be the number one or number two guy.
He has to be an athletic Karl Malone. Mm-hmm. He's going to have to get a consistent jumper because DeAndre Jordan can't give him nothing offensively.
Nada.
Which is sad. And he's tried. He's had the little post, little quick spin, but he's going to have to come back with a couple moves.
Got
to
get a hook shot, something along those lines.
Get a couple post moves and a nice jumper, and he's for sure going to have to step up on a defensive end.
Big time.
You know, he's got to
improve. He's got to block some freaking shots.
I'm saying.
I've been saying this to forever. The kid can jump out of the roof, but he can't block a shot. Jump. How can Eric Bledsoe average more blocks than him? Like, really? Seriously? Come on, man. You can jump out of the gym, jump, and block those freaking shots. Let's go.
Hey, yeah, he has to do that way. DeAndre Jordan has to come back better. And to me, their third is Jamal Crawford. He can't be so streaky because he is streaky. He has to do more. He can't just, all I do is score and then provide nothing else.
Exactly.
Like, all right, man, you're going to have to get a couple boards, a couple more steals.
How about an assist or two?
Right.
Something.
Because he's probably going to be on the floor in crunch time next to Paul.
And improve that defense.
Yes. J.J. Redick, I think, is a great piece.
Huge piece.
You know, they need to spread the floor. Mm-hmm. You know, they...
And Jared Dudley's going to be able to help them in that right as well. He can shoot the 3-2. So.
And Jared Dudley's a solid defender.
He's a solid defender as well.
Great,
yeah.
But
he's a solid role player, which is what you need.
Yeah.
He is a very good role player.
Matt Barnes.
He's perfect for them.
Matt Barnes is Matt Barnes. Yep. He's going to keep going. They need one more big. They need that third big guy.
They need a backup.
So Clippers are there, man. Clippers are there. Before we leave Los Angeles, we got to I know we're going to have a one specifically for them, but right now, you know.
They are butt hurt. Let's just call it as it is. Dwight Howard left the building, and y'all are hurting right now. Y'all can't believe it. I'm going to tell you what it is. Laker fans are so used to them always getting the guy, the top-notch free agent, the top-notch tradable player, all this stuff. And they finally got a dude who said, you know what? I don't care about y'all. I'm going elsewhere. And they are hurt by that. They can't believe it. They just got slapped in the face and just cannot believe what just happened.
Yeah.
Oh, it's funny.
The prom queen got rejected.
Big time.
And now our feelings are hurt.
Oh, man.
You know, we was begging you to come back.
We had billboards for you. We put your jersey on the Beverly Hills Hotel.
I can't stand that shit.
Oh, my God. I was loving this. Oh, I was just loving every moment of
Laker fans were pissed off.
Oh, I'm loving every moment of it.
And so they just mad like, we gave this fool. We organization going above and beyond and nothing's happening.
And I'm going to tell y'all like this. I'm going to say what I got to say for the Laker podcast, but I'm going to tell y'all this right now. Your main man, Kobe, I know y'all love him to death. He's going to have to be easy a little bit on some of these cats. Like, I know he go hard all the time, but when it comes to trying to keep a player and recruit dudes, I know honesty is always the best policy, but sometimes you got to cater to the player. You can't yell and just basically be like, oh, I'm going to show you how to win to a guy who is sensitive like Dwight Howard. We all know he is sensitive. He wants to be liked. You know, he wants everybody to like him. You can't come at him so fierce. So I'm going to just leave it at that. Save the rest for the Laker podcast, but... Ooh, and now it's even funnier because now all free agents seem to be rejecting the Lakers. Now, Earl Clark, gone. Yeah. Jameson, finna leave. You didn't bring back Ebanks. You didn't bring back Darius Moise. You didn't bring back Gowlock. You got rid of Chris Duhon. They don't have enough players right now to even put out a roster. They wanted Chris Copeland. Nope, he's out. Everybody they trying to get, even the minimum salary players, are just saying no because they see right now the Lakers are not the big ticket in town anymore, and it hurts. Oh, and it hurts their feelings so much. They are trying to come up with every excuse in the book, and now they are just bashing Dwight Howard like he is, like he, you are bashing Dwight like he killed somebody.
Yeah.
Aaron Hernandez, I ain't hear nobody talk about Aaron Hernandez who committed murder. Basically, or is being charged with murder.
That's crazy.
We all know he's innocent until proven guilty, but the evidence says otherwise as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Nobody talking about Aaron Hernandez. Oh, but Dwight Howard is a free agent, free to sign wherever he goes, and just because he chooses to go somewhere else, he is the weakest piece of shit I've ever seen. Yeah, you know what? Good riddance. Good riddance to Dwight. I listened on the radio yesterday before he made his decision, and guys were like, you know, I'm not really hearing... Guys aren't really, you know, fans aren't really, you know, promoting to keep Dwight. They're kind of like, you know, whatever. If he leaves, he leaves. Oh, but when he leaves, we got to bash him now. It was whatever. But now that he left, oh, you are the weakest cat I've ever seen. Like, for real, this is why he wanted to leave. That's why Dwight left, period. The fans, I'm sorry. Y'all think we live in the age of social media. Y'all don't think he sees every single tweet, blog, everything y'all be talking about, he sees the crap on ESPN all the time with fans bashing him. Seriously. That is why y'all cannot. I'm not going to put it all on the fans, but I think the fans played a huge part. If y'all were a little bit more warming up to Dwight, kind of like, yeah, y'all need to bring Dwight back and blah, 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 he'd probably warm up a little bit more. But the fact that you have fans kind of like, oh, I don't care if he stays, I could care less. Whatever, I hope he leaves. Yeah, fans like, I hope he leaves. He was weak anyway and blah, blah, blah. Why would I stay? Why would I stay? The fan base don't want me, so why the heck should I stay anyway? I'm here to entertain the fans, and if the fans don't want me, there's no purpose in staying. Yeah, I'm going to go where I want it and where I'm loved and be loved. So he's going to H-Town.
Yeah.
And I ain't mad at him. People want to talk about the big city.
Houston's a big city.
It's a popular NBA spot. Yeah. People like, oh, he shined away from the big city. Houston ain't as big as LA,
right?
But it's a big time city, and it's a huge city.
And it's a franchise that gets love in the NBA. This ain't just
it's a championship caliber franchise as well.
They've had their they've had Hall of Fame centers.
They had their moment.
Kelvin
back to backs. You know what I'm saying? Hakeem Olajuwon with the Dream Shake. They got it going on.
Yeah, Moses Malone played there. Yeah, Ralph Sampson played there.
And let's not forget you had guys doing the same thing they did coming to the Lakers they did in Houston at the tail end of their career. Scottie Pippen, Charles Barkley. Clyde Drexler. You had older cats at the tail end of their career, like, I'm going to go to Houston, try to win a ring.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, I'm going to just go to Houston. Oh, I could go to Lake. I want to go to Houston and win a ring. Got Hakeem and had Yao Ming. You know, Houston.
Houston's a viable city.
Yeah, very, very much so. They were in a state of mediocrity for a while. We all remember the Stevie franchises and all that history, but they're on the upswing. They made a huge swing to get James Harden. It worked out for them. And now they got another big ticket in Dwight Howard. So, you know, kudos to them for that.
The Lakers, their problem, Lakers' problem is at
you
this
value
moment.
Your players more at this than moment, the average.
It's a change.
Yep.
You know, Dwight Howard, if he had a nightmare last year with the play of the whole team, what you think? We all felt. It was embarrassing to watch. The Lakers were awful.
And I want y'all to know this. Lakers, I don't hate the Lakers. I really don't. I live in L.A. I want the Lakers to be a relevant team. I want them to be a playoff caliber. I want the Lakers to be a championship caliber team.
Look,
but
they're not the same team. When you talk about the Lakers recently, when I grew up, it was Jerry Buss and Jerry West running everything.
And Chick Hearn.
You know. Yeah, you had Chick Hearn. Those are like outside of the players, those are the three guys, you know. Unfortunately, you know, rest in peace, Jerry Buss. He's not here anymore.
Same to Chick Hearn.
And Chick Hearn's not here anymore. Mm-hmm. And Jerry West ain't here anymore. Mitch Kupchak has done an all right job.
He's done okay.
You know, but ownership is different. Mm-hmm. You know, there was that talk out here that Jenny Buss wasn't in the meeting, but the people from the executives from Time Warner Cable were like, for what? Fuck a show.
And Jeannie was like one of the biggest supporters of Dwight coming back here. Well, why would you not have her in the meeting?
Because it looks like she runs the organization. That's the thing. Like, if you're gonna, why would you bring cable people, but not the person who?
Jim Buss strikes again.
Jim Buss handles basketball. Yeah, that's what you deal with.
Not the negotiation and all that. Leave that up to your sister, my
your
friend.
Your sister handles the PR.
Your sister is the better business woman. She is the better business person in that family. Period. Point blank. You know the basketball side. That's great. She know the business side and running the company. She needs to be running it. She needs to be in there. Especially when you're trying to keep Dwight Howard and she is over here tweeting how much she want him back.
Right.
And she is the wife or fiance or whatever of the coach he wanted. You ain't putting him in. Jim Buss didn't care anyway if Dwight stayed, I think. Jim Buss didn't care. Jim Buss striked again. He kept D'Antoni, which was stupid.
Lakers gonna eat that.
You keep D'Antoni, but you lose Dwight Howard. Like, what?
We don't want to fire him because of Dwight, that whole Dwight Howard got coaches fired. We don't want D'Antoni. Lakers
the fans don't want D'Antoni either.
And now you got, now look at them. Now, Dwight Howard shunned you.
Big time.
You've lost the two best centers in the league.
Back to back.
You've lost them. You have neither one. Now you have him, Paul Gasol, supposedly moved to your center after you was talking, well, now we're not going to amnesty him.
And now he potentially fits Mike D'Antoni's system at center. Like, what? What? What are you talking? What? Okay.
Yeah, you know why he fits D'Antoni's system? Because it's just one big. And the big happens to be good. That's it. That's the only reason it fit D'Antoni's system.
The Lakers.
It's one strong big man less.
I'm just going to leave this with, this is the last thing I got to say about the Lakers. The Lakers now have the oldest roster in the league. Pau Gasol, Kobe Bryant, who is coming off an Achilles tear. Steve Nash, who's like 40 damn near. Yeah. Ron Artest, who's in his 30s. Steve Blake, who's in his 30s. Jordan Hill's the young cat who brings your ratio down. That's only because you have like five players right now. That's it.
Yeah, you got Jody Meeks.
Y'all got the oldest roster in the league right now. That needs to change. And you got no draft picks. Like, I'm done.
2014.
I'm saving the rest for next time.
Now, instead of hashtag
we going hashtag tank Lakers. Hashtag tank.
LeBron James 2014.
Andrew Wiggins.
That's the new hashtag. LeBron Andrew James. Wiggins. The Lakers new hashtag is LeBron James 2014.
It's really sad that we have to look at the Lakers and say, damn, they might have a top three pick next year. It really is sad to say.
I don't think they're going to suck that bad.
I do. But I do.
Kobe Bryant, if you want to get a top three pick, basically pull a Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
Don't come back.
Speaking of Derrick Rose, Bulls made the two best splashes of the offseason. First one, need I even say, Derrick Rose is coming back. I mean, that is an acquisition in itself. We played the whole season without him. So for me, that's an acquisition. We just got Derrick Rose, baby. Former MVP. And then probably one of the most underrated moves of the offseason so far and a slept-on move. They signed Mike Dunleavy. Holla. We got three-point shooting now. Defense fits the system perfectly. And they drafted two shooters in the draft. I mean, come on. The Bulls are set, baby. Trey Luol Deng, get you some pieces, and it's a wrap, son. Oh, my gosh. Are you serious? Playoffs, baby. Are we back to the number one seeded team again?
Here we go.
Let's not forget, we were the number one seeded team prior to the ACL tear. I'm just saying. After he tore it, that's when Miami finally jumped to number one. So you know what? We coming for the number one spot like Ludacris, homie.
All right.
I'm done.
Hey, man, love the support of your team.
Love it.
We're going to take a quick musical break, y'all. We'll be back talking more basketball. Y'all listen to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour.
Penny Ante, your bets up. Any sanity, but nah. Any chance for humanity's landing on who the next up. Hope we handle the mammal enough to work from the neck up. Those who handle and damage control don't wish us the best luck. I'm a living in smoke type. Floating with a grin over the mo type. Happy Allen on you, bitch. I believe no hype. Closer to the edge than even we wanted to admit if this don't go right. Then assholes like myself are proving so right. All I got is this rap shit. All I want is a castle. And to move like a man with a minimum of harassment. The company of women with opinions and fat asses. That's my list of demands, you don't answer them, get the catalyst.
I'm stuck in a time capsule when rappers actually factual. Mean the shit you spit might cause killers to come and clap at you. Stupid, goofy, stoolie, the Gucci, Gucci, and slap you. And that go for them cock-kissing cats that's in the back of you. They all sweet as Lil Richard, dang, good God Almighty. It make a nigga like me go woo and rob the park. I exit stepping with my weapon with the Jefferson walk. If you expressing any objections, so my suggestions, let a GD forgive my transgressions. My woman being Catholic confesses, professing depression. I'm chin checking, chill stressing on your butt and I'm pressing. Michael, fuck a rapper's life up like Malik did depression.
You know I
chasing a green, I'm taking it. Bosses don't change a thing, and the name is seemingly making it. Servants will kiss the ring of whoever they think is paying them. You don't deserve the spit that they hurled up in your face and shit.
My name is Michael Render, and we are the new Avengers. We here to tell you all your false idols are just pretenders. They corporation slaves and ditch it to all the lenders. So even if you got seven figures, you still a nigga.
Some men are meant for the light to be shined out of shitty talking. Y'all better off trying to hide like the gay in the little pocket. We overly fucking awesome. They watch and adopt our
concepts.
Squawk to run the juice while we skin them in cup of coffee.
Back everybody to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. We were talking about Doc Rivers earlier before with the Clippers and all that. Boston right now are they at the point where they
build?
Yep.
In all caps. Because Jesus, they traded everybody.
Yeah, they
cleaned house.
Gutted,
they cleaned house.
All but you know what? In Brooklyn.
Hey, you know what? If you if you ain't, I mean, if let's be real, if you ain't really potentially on the verge of winning the finals, you basically trade away your head coach. You might as well start over. You might as well start over. So they got some picks, they got some cap space, and they moving on.
Should they get rid of Rondo?
No. I just say no just because Rondo has a favorable contract. He's still young enough where he can – and he's the top five point guard. They don't just grow on trees. You keep those players around. So, no, I think you keep Rondo, you build around him. If you pretend, you know, looking at their roster, they're potentially going to get top three pick next year. They have a new head coach.
They're not rushing Rondo back at all. Yeah,
Brad Stevens from Butler coming in. Who's never been an NBA head coach before. He's done a great job at Butler, though. I will give him that. But the NBA is a different beast. So we'll see. You know, I think it all matters on whether or not on his and Rondo's relationship. If Rajon Rondo can buy in and follow suit and lead this team of young players, they'll be fine. And they should keep him. But if he starts getting the toed like he had with Doc Rivers and you don't really want to rebuild and blah, 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 then yes, I would say you look to deal him and, you know, get what you can. Get the best package for him. So,
yeah, they're not going to rush him back at all.
Heck no.
Let's make sure they take his time because they are trying
to. Derek Rosen it.
Tank a little bit, yep. When you give Jeff Green some run, I know they had to take on Humphrey's contract and
Gerald Wallace's.
That bad contract.
But they did get Marshawn Brooks.
Yeah, and they got some picks and.
You got some pieces, so. We'll see.
Yeah. Now I remember in the draft they mentioned Bill Simmons basically said he quit on Doc Rivers quit on the team. Are you buying in it? Because I was like, whoa.
I'm not saying he quit on the team, but I mean,
it was a year by year basis.
Yeah. And the way the team, I think Danny Ainge wanted to rebuild anyway.
He could see it.
And I just think it was on it. Danny Ainge, to me, I mean, they talked. They did the right thing. They did the best thing for each other and for their franchises. Doc Rivers got to go. You know, they saved some money getting rid of his contract. And then they made the deal for KG and Paul Pierce shipping them to Brooklyn and got some nice pieces for the future. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I don't think it like that. I mean, should the player be the one to go first at some point? You know, maybe he should have blown it up last year. Maybe he shouldn't have resigned. Just was like, all right, well, Ray Allen's going to let me just make the moves. But, you know, KG wasn't ready. And he said he was not going to do the thing what they did with Bird and McHale and them and just let them contract run out and do that. He's going to move them. And Doc probably saw the writing on the wall with everybody. I mean, it was a 3-year project.
Exactly.
And it made it to six, just about, I think, six. So, hey, Boston, I mean, you had a good run. Time to slowly start over.
Yep.
You know, now in Brooklyn,
no, I mean, they're the talking. They're the best team in the East now. Like, oh, jeez, yeah. Here we go.
They the biggest threat for Miami.
No, they not. No, they are not. You Let's know. Just hold the brakes here, folks. Pump the brakes.
Are they a top 14 now?
Yes, number four. They are behind Indiana, Chicago, Miami, period.
All right.
Knicks are dropping. I don't want to hear about them. I don't want to hear about the Knicks. Okay, so. Knicks are falling. So Brooklyn will now be the new team of New York City. So, I mean, they have a nice, good starting five. They have Brooke Lopez at the center. You got KG. You got Paul Pierce, Joe Johnson, and Darren Williams. That is a fantastic starting five.
Yeah, I could argue. Is it? It
the
could
question
be
is, what's
best
behind you? The question is, what you got on that bench? You got really nothing, and a head coach who has never been a head coach. So,
yeah, because they got everybody. I think Reggie Evans gone in that trade too.
Yeah. So they have nothing behind them on the bench, trying to fill it out with minimum salaried players and see what happens. But I'm like with a coach who has never had any experience. To me, this. They have the true test of seeing what the heck is going to happen. Because for me, they can go either way. They can either be a top four team or they can be a bottom four team.
Yeah, because they were the fourth seeded team last year. So it's not like that's going. That doesn't look like.
But
it's
I'm like
change.
They're an older squad too. You added Paul Pierce and KG, but they old.
Yeah.
So injuries can take its toll, and
it sounds
we don't
like
know what's going to happen.
Joe
Johnson really didn't
swinging for the fences.
Fit in last year to the offense. Didn't have the season I thought he'd have, and.
Because now it's funny. It's like, who's the number one scoring option? And honestly,
it should be Brooke Lopez.
Thank you. I'd say the same thing.
But now that's not going to happen. It's going to go through KG and all of them. So it's, sorry, saying, Brooke.
Nah, it's just,
your job is to rebound now. Let's hope he can get double digits.
He's going to like, what, Darren Williams not going to shoot? Darren Williams not going to shoot?
That you for me, you had the perfect 5-4 combination with Brooke Lopez and Reggie Evans. You had a dude who could score at basically at will at center and a guy at the four who did all the dirty work
and grabbed the rebounds.
But now, whatever.
Yeah, that's a.
Had they just added Paul Pierce, to me, that would have been a little bit better. But the fact that you added both of them, it's like.
Yeah, that's a 2K lineup, the NBA 2K lineup.
Right.
Like, ooh, this is going to work. I'm like, all right, who's taking the I mean, like, we got options.
And what happens when they get hurt? Who your options in?
It's just people trying to Miami route.
They're swinging for the fences, just, boy. They are swinging for real.
Get as many stars as possible and then hopefully get
why I'm not a fan
guys.
Of this, man. We got a big five. Like, oh, Jesus Christ.
So now Brooklyn is. So you putting Brooklyn ahead of the Knicks? You know, since the Knicks got Bargnani,
I'm putting them ahead of the Knicks. That didn't do anything. All you got is a 3-point shooter who can't play defense. All you did was trade Steve Novak for Steve Novak. That's all they did. What does he do? What does he really do besides shooting threes? Everybody, since he was the number one pick, it was like, God, his defense is horrible.
He don't defense. He don't rebound.
What does he? He shoots
he
threes.
Scores. So if you play him and Amari together, who's getting the rebound?
Oh, nobody. Lord have mercy. So Amari's just not playing, I guess. He's on a 20-minute count. That is the stupidest thing.
And no back-to-back. You get Elton Brand, Amari is not playing.
So... Can they amnesty Amari?
No, because they use amnesty on Chauncey
Billups
to get Tyson Chandler.
So now you're stuck with him for the duration.
You're
stuck with him until his contract comes to that 1 year ending.
All their money is in their front court. You just added another expensive player in the front court.
Jesus.
Oh, no, and then you got J.R. Smith back.
Oh, y'all are paying some luxury tax dollars. Got Tyson Chandler, Bargnani. God, Carmelo, Amari Stoudemire, J.R. Smith. God, y'all got some terrible contracts. They just signed that 36-year-old Argentinian point guard to a 3-year deal. I'm like, oh, jeez.
Oh, what's the man name?
Pablo Pascal, whatever.
Gigione?
Yeah, there you go.
He was solid for them. They had to sign him back because they needed role players.
So who's taking Jason? Well, Jason Kidd wasn't playing anymore.
No,
anyway.
He wasn't. Raymond Felton got to step up.
Another big contract. Like, good jeez. But, okay, so.
This is what James Dolan does. Pressure's
they have
you.
No defense. They are going to be the worst defensive team in the league. After being one of the better ones, God, they are going to fall.
All their defense revolves
all
around.
All their defense revolves around who?
Shumpert and Tyson Chandler to do all the work.
Lucky Shumpert's cheap.
Yeah.
But won't he be restricted next year?
They're going to have to do something
with him. Oh, now we got to trade him. Cause they can't afford him. They can't.
They'll start taking offers for Tyson Chandler. And like then what? Then you back to
Amari at center. Like oh god, I already heard they putting him on a 20-minute count and no back to backs. Wow, why can't is he that hurt he can't play or they just don't want to play him?
I would go with option B, sir. That's what I think. Especially looking at reading NBA Twitterville. I'm like, fools do not. They almost like sit your butt down. Like when Amari was like, I'm healthy, I can play. No! You ruin everything. Like, damn. That's cold business. Ever since Carmelo got to that team, it's been like, get the fuck out of here, Amari.
I feel so bad for him. He is the one dude who said, fine, I will take your max dollars and I will turn this team around because y'all are garbage.
Yep.
He got y'all on the winning line. He got y'all winning games. And then it's like, oh, we got Carmelo. Bye. Thanks for everything you did, yeah, but go sit down somewhere. They can't play
nice together.
Like, oh, God, of course not. So why'd you get Carmelo? Like,
because Carmelo really wanted to go. Because Carmelo's better than
I had to go to New York. New York or nothing else. Like, oh, God, of course.
Because they figured we'll figure out a way to trade tomorrow. But you gave him 5 years.
$100 million. Did you really think anybody was going to take that contract and those knees?
Heck no. And
Phoenix was like, nah, we ain't giving guarantees.
Even Carlos Boozer, people would rather take right now than Amari Stoudemire, which is sad. So, I'm sorry. And at least we have the luxury of an amnesty him. We can amnesty him if we want to. Y'all don't have that luxury. Y'all are stuck with bad contracts for the duration on all sides, for all your contracts.
You should have let...
Like, oh!
This is Knick fans be frustrated. I know they do. Because I'm like, let Donnie Walsh, when he was there, let him do his thing. Yes, Carmelo wanted the money. He was not going to wait and sign in the offseason. Even though he's talking about he want to go to New York so bad. I'm like, well, you ain't got to negotiate with nobody else. We'll give you the max we can give you during free agency. Nah, I want that before that new CBA. I want this old money.
Okay. Now he's playing the four. Like what?
You know, it's a new NBA. It works at four, but I'm like, you got to step up too. You know, because we right now.
They suck.
Yep.
Like I said, that's why I'm putting the Nets ahead of them. I mean.
That's funny as hell. Like, dude, it's basically the two best teams and the two best markets are not the star teams.
To hear Stephen A. Smith. He had so much hope for that Knick team, and now it's just gone all the way down the toilet. They are terrible again.
Yeah, we just stockpiled ourselves. God, New York teams are weak right now.
Jets, Knicks, Yankees are banged up. Just got the whole A-Rod thing going on. Just New York in general. Y'all just not having a good deal this past few years. Like, gee whiz.
And now you can small town Indiana.
Hey now, they doing it. What's happening?
3 year, 36 mil.
Larry Bird's coming back.
Yeah. You know, they got CJ Watson, so they got a solid backup.
Oh, and the Knicks, FYI, they stole Chris Copeland. Good Lord, man. They aren't keeping Tyler Hansbrough. They rescinded his offer.
Yeah, he said he wanted to start, and they understood. Like, all right, well, if you're going to price us out, then.
He can go to the Lakers. They got a four spot open.
They do.
I'm just saying.
He might be in their price range.
I'm just saying, but whatever. back to the relevant team. So for Indiana, they have truly improved, I think. CJ Watson is a definite upgrade over DJ Augustine. Mm-hmm. That is clear. Chris Copeland will give them some 3-point shooting off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, hey, Larry Bird makes good quality decisions for them. So I mean, re-signing David West too. They didn't overpay. So, I mean,
what he was making.
They did good. They have done a great job, kind of flown under the radar, but they've done well.
They just tried. They were looking to shop Gerald Green and Danny Granger, and nobody's like, yeah, we ain't touching them.
Heck.
But, I mean, hey, and you get a healthy Danny Granger back.
Yep.
I don't know for how long, but he's an expiring contract. He might be able to get something for him
if
he plays well. But Indiana knocking on the door. They've slowly gotten better.
Got to the Eastern Conference next last year, so we'll see.
Hey, we saw it work with Oklahoma City. They slowly built up.
Roy Hibbert has improved.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Speaking of Oklahoma City, I've noticed
week off season.
Since Dwight Howard went to Houston, they're getting a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. You're like, why you trade James Harden? You could have kept him this year. Like, they weren't going to get nothing.
Like, look.
Yeah, I'm seeing it. I'm getting tired of that.
Like, they got Lamb, who I think he's gonna be good. I've been saying that since they made the trade to trade James Harden to Houston. I think Lamb's gonna work out well for them. I mean, they have young players, they have young rookies that they can bring in and mold, and, you know. They got Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant. That's really all you need.
Man, they just need better role players.
And they were rolling until Russell Westbrook got hurt.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like they were bad. They weren't terrible.
Right.
They caught a bad break. Russell Westbrook got hurt, and that ruined the season.
Yeah, we didn't get to see them lose to the Spurs.
Exactly.
Yep. But, you know, they're taking some heat. I mean, they offered the dude a contract that they thought was fair, that they could keep him at, and he was like, I want the max money. And,
it was like, the only way we keeping this core together is you got to take this. And he didn't want it, so fine.
Yep.
We had to do what we had to do.
And stop acting like, ooh, the James Harden, he would not be doing that in Oklahoma City.
He'd be the same James Harden he was pre-Houston.
I mean, dude, he had struggled. Stop acting like, oh, he put up these numbers. We saw in Houston – I think that was game six. He was just like, he was looking off. And he disappeared in the NBA finals. He was
crapped on in the finals.
Every time they have been ousted in the playoffs, that series, he has been bad.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't keep him. They couldn't afford him. Yes, Ibaka has not stepped up his game enough.
Nope.
But if you say, well, they shouldn't trade Ibaka, then you'd say, all right, trade Ibaka and Amnesty Perkins. And like, and then what? Then be extra soft in the middle? They a jump shooting team.
Oh, I love
James
fans.
Harden does not they're still a jump shooting team.
I love fans. They just say whatever comes to mind. You trade know? Trade our whole front line and just get some guards. Like, what? Okay.
You know, I mean, they got to step up some more, but shh.
Speaking of San Antonio, made a nice addition to Marco Bellinelli. Yeah, he played well like for the Bulls.
Yeah, he did.
He can shoot.
Yep.
He's another European. Yeah. He fits the trend.
He said he liked that.
He fits the trend. And, I mean, he stepped up his defense under Tom Thibodeau. You got another guy who's going to harp on him for defense in Greg Popovich. Yeah. So, I mean, he's going to fit right in. He's a veteran. He's been here. He'll slide right in.
He'll understand. He'll get the time. He's going to have to, you know, work some time with you. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they re-signed Tiago Splitter.
I was for quite some money.
Yeah, I wasn't just hoping not to pay $9 million a year for him. But hey, I mean,
he's Ginobili. Young and up and coming. Mm-hmm. He's producing.
Got a little more than I thought.
Ginobili coming back. They did lose Gary Neal though, who was a huge piece for them.
Where's he going?
Not going anywhere yet, but they apparently aren't going to re-sign him.
No, I think they, from what I read, that they were looking at.
I guess Bellinelli will take his spot off the bench.
Yeah, it sounded like he was pricing them. Neal was pricing them out of their range, and they were like, "All right, well, let's hop on somebody quick."
Mm-hmm.
And I like Gary Neal though, man. That dude could come out and just flat out score. He's made big buckets for us. I hate to see him go. He probably would have left even if we won anyway. Mm-hmm. But you know, I like Bellinelli. I think that means it's more time for Corey Joseph as the backup. And you know, they just build internally.
They do.
You know, a lot of us fans were a little upset that how come we didn't try to go after a big name. And for one, let's be honest. The big names don't be coming to San Antonio.
Nope.
You know, it's not like they hadn't tried, but it's like, why didn't you even just make the calls and set up meetings? I'm like, really?
They don't need to.
Do you think Dwight Howard's coming to San Antonio?
Plus, they just made it to the finals. It's not like they need to rebuild.
If Dwight Howard want to win, he would have came to San Antonio, but he ain't want to win like that. Mm-hmm. You know, all these other dudes, they could have took.
Ain't nobody taking less money to come to San Antonio. It's just not happening.
No, because like I may not be featured because it's just about team and not individuals.
Yep.
So, hey, we get it. Well, we get some quality dudes, and they just build year after year.
Mm-hmm.
And they prove that we ain't going nowhere.
Exactly.
We too old. Bullshit!
Oh, man.
Somebody who is old, Dallas tried and struck out.
I had hope for Dallas. That's where I projected him to go. Thought Mark Cuban would, you know. Mark Cuban made a good presentation. They did what they had to do. They tried, but it didn't work. And you know what? They weren't bitter. They were fine with it. They went off and signed Jose Calderon, which is a nice move for them in point guard, to team up with him and Dirk. And I also hear that they're looking at Andrew Bynum. They're thinking about signing him.
His ass.
If y'all give him, I read somewhere where they were talking about offering him, they could offer him 4 years and $45 million. I said, what? If they even came close to giving him that, they are ridiculous and they are stupid. He's getting a 2-year deal, team option for the second year. So essentially a 1-year deal. That's it. Until you proven your knees can hold up, that's all you getting. I'm sorry, at least with me.
No, for real, I'm not giving him that much money.
Giving him that much money over that period of time? 4 years? Heck no. So he can get hurt after the first year?
Yeah,
after
stuck.
Game one? I'm stuck with you for four? No.
That's not a good consolation, but you can find somebody else.
Now, if he's willing to sign a 1-year deal, that's not a bad pickup for them at all.
No.
If he's willing to sign a 1-year deal.
Yeah, 1 year with that, an option for a second or something.
That would be a nice get for Dallas. You get him along with Jose Calderon.
Yeah, because Calderon, that's a nice piece.
You got some nice pieces to go with Dirk. So they'll probably fill their team out. You know, still got Vince Carter, still got Sean Marion, so.
They willing. They just been missing on the draft. Mm-hmm. But they needed to get one. I think if they get one, they'll get somebody to go.
But they have set themselves up for next year. Next summer, which is supposed to be the big summer.
Hey, man, this Southwest Division is getting rough. I mean, New Orleans is trying to come up.
Hey. They picked up Drew Holiday?
What? Yeah, I was shocked at that. We're going to get some draft talking, but man. Like, you flipped that fool for Drew Holiday?
Sweet. That was great. And then they're getting Tyreek Evans.
Yeah.
He can keep his head on straight. He'll be a nice piece for them.
And now Eric Gordon like, ooh, I want to stay now.
Of course you do. Even though they were building.
They
were trying to flip him, but you know. But they are trading Vasquez, who was a very good point guard for them, very underrated one. Robin Lopez getting traded to Portland. So we'll see what happens with that. They still have Anthony Davis. They still have Ryan Anderson. They just re-signed Alperic Aminu. So they're trying to do some things. Monty Williams is a decent coach, so they'll be okay.
Yeah, that's amount
a lot of shots though for your backcourt.
Yeah, the Jrue Holiday is not a supposedly traditional point guard.
Eric Gordon taking shots. Tyreek Evans taking shots. Your front court, your power forward and center ain't getting new shots.
No.
Anthony Davis play defense and rebound. That's it.
Yeah, he'll get some run. But
you get some lobs.
He won't have as much pressure. But I think he'll get better. You know, you got Ryan Anderson who's going to do the shooting. So they got – he probably going to average damn – he can get 20 boards on that damn team. the way they got shooters out there.
Oh, man. Yep.
But he will be averaging a double-double, or at least for sure on
hopefully
team.
Close to it.
Yeah. I mean, if not in points, he should get damn 10, 12 boards a game. But, you know, now New Orleans, the Pelicans.
That just sounds weird.
I know. That's –
the Pelicans. Y'all couldn't come up with anything better than the Pelicans. Jeez.
You know, with that trade, Portland getting Robin Lopez. Portland's trying.
God, they're trying hard to get a center. They finally got one, but not the best one you could possibly get.
But no, he's all right. I mean, LaMarcus Aldridge, who all them rumors of that he wanted to get traded. Like, I want to go to the Bulls. Like, of course you do. Most team players wouldn't want to go to the
Bulls. Who wouldn't want to go to the Bulls? Exactly. What can I say?
Well, I mean, they got something solid. They got a nice nucleus. I mean, but LaMarcus Batum Aldridge
and
has to
LaMarcus
get better.
Aldridge and Lillard. That's a nice core
like
player.
Lillard stepped up and proven he might be their best player.
He's a star on the cusp.
So LaMarcus Aldridge has to get better.
Got Wesley Matthews if he comes back healthy. Mm-hmm. They added Darrell Wright. Signed him to a contract today. So
you know, they just need a bench.
They need a solid big too. So see,
you know, they're trying.
They're trying.
I mean, the West is tough.
The West is deep. It's deep, son.
You know, I mean, look at Utah
tanking. That is a team that is tanking the season. You talk about tank. Out of all the teams we have that they are talking about, tell them 10 teams are tanking. No, Utah Jazz are tanking next year. When you trade for two terrible contracts,
yeah,
you're tanking.
Yeah, Richard Jefferson will get some run for you at least, but Beatrice, he ain't playing.
Beatrice ain't playing. And Richard Jefferson, oh, God, that was a terrible contract. Brandon Rush,
and then they
want cap room, so yeah. That's what they're doing.
Even though they gave out next year's first-round pick.
That was terrible. But
I didn't get that either. But, I mean, hey, that getting Trey Burke from Michigan
was
nice.
That was a nice gift for them. He's a nice point guard, nice come up for them. So
you know, and honestly for them, I mean, they've got – you know, they got him.
They got Gordon Hayward.
You got Ernest Kanter.
You got Derek Favors.
You know, so it's
they
not
got,
like they need
They got
big.
Some young pieces.
Yeah, you get enough to maybe you get a
They'll just be a young team. They're going young.
Yeah.
They're going to be a young team this year. So, fantasy leaguers, I say look at the Jazz because they ain't got nobody. So, they can do whatever they want.
No, Derek Favors is going to be
hot commodity.
High. Yeah.
So we'll see. He was the number two pick overall. So we'll see if he can pan out.
You know, they just play your young guys and see what happens. Who's he got on here? We got Atlanta, who missed that on. Well, we knew they weren't getting Dwight Howard.
They weren't getting Dwight Howard. They did sign Paul Millsap.
That's questionable to me.
I mean, it,
I was just like, what y'all just get?
I know we all know that power forward is his Al Horford's preferred position. He's going to be playing center again. So, and you got Millsap, who, I mean, he can crash the boards well, but.
No, I like Millsap, though, but.
And then they re-signed Kyle Korver. He got a nice contract from them. They haven't really talked much to Teague, which is a head-scratcher for me. I'm like.
Yeah, he said he hadn't heard much. But he's restricted, and they're not putting no pressure on it.
You need to lock this dude up. What do you mean? He needs to be your number one priority. He needs to be locked up. Because if he leaves,
Well, he's restricted, so unless somebody offers something real high, he's not leaving.
Well, we all know teams might. Some team might.
Some team
and then
might.
What?
And they were trying to get the big fish. But, I mean, yeah, Korver back. You got Lou Williams coming back off an injury.
You got a brand-new coach. from the Spurs, yeah. Branch Tree. So we'll see. Good
and they
Lord.
Trying, they playing to be.
If they didn't think they had fans before, they ain't definitely ain't getting them now. They fan, that is going to be Cricket Stadium.
Yeah, because Josh Smith is gone.
Detroit City.
Yeah, see, yeah, we can just get into these bad contracts right now because that's another one. Like, what?
4 years, 56. Holla. To play the three. To play the three. When he can't shoot, he can't hit threes. So, we all know Josh Smith does his best work in the paint. So, he's going to be on the perimeter now. I don't get it. I don't get it. Unless they're considering flipping Andre Drummond, I don't understand this move. Because they ain't trading Greg Monroe.
Hell no.
They'd be stupid to get rid of him.
You trade enough. We will give you T.I. I will take. You can give you Tiago's
if you, but if, me, they, if they're considering trading Andrew Drummond, I can understand this deal. I can understand. If you're playing him at the four, I get it. But if you're playing him at the three, I don't understand. Because he can't shoot.
Brandon Knight.
Knight, who's sporadic at best. And who's their point guard? Oh, yeah. No, they drafted one. Oh, no. They didn't. Brandon Knight. Excuse me. Oh, jeez. Feel bad for my man Maurice Cheeks. But, oh, well.
Yeah, Detroit, I don't get it. You know, because they were trying, there was that little thing of them trying to get Rudy Gay for Villanueva and what's the name contract? Rodney Stuckey.
No, thanks.
Yeah, because they hollered at him early. Like, yeah, we want you, Josh Smith. I'm like,
gosh.
Like, y'all need to.
They just throwing money. They just trying to be relevant again, but whatever.
What's another bad deal? Oh, Golden State made that trade and then just gave Iguodala
all their money. No. I mean, I didn't understand that. If they had made the trade and gotten Dwight Howard, then I could understand because you're opening up a spot for him. But with Harrison Barnes and Klay Thompson, they need to play and play major minutes. So unless you going with the lineup playing David Lee at the four and David Lee at the five and Harrison Barnes at the four. I don't understand the lineup. Like,
because you still got Bogut.
Because who's coming off the bench? Klay Thompson?
Harrison Barnes.
That ain't cool.
Hell,
Harrison Barnes?
No. Klay Thompson not coming
Harrison
off the
Barnes
bench.
Earned himself a starting spot in the playoffs. There ain't no way he should be coming off the bench.
Then your person would be probably David Lee.
Your best rebounder, of course.
It's hard because, like,
of course,
unless they just play small, and have Andrew Bogut come off. But at some point, you need
Andrew Bogut. What?
Yeah, because he's.
I don't understand
deal
the. I don't know what they're doing. I got it up. If they had gotten Dwight, I would have gotten it. But the fact that they should have waited.
Yeah, you got all that cap space. Just keep it.
And it's just like, you know, see if you can get Dwight. If not, then go after. Go after a bench player. Your starting five was cool.
Mm-hmm. Like, clearly you don't believe
in David Lee. Or just hold on to your starting five. Add some quality pieces to your bench. Andrew Bogut's contract is up over the season. You got cap space for the next season.
They still haven't signed Jared Jack or Landry's gone.
They're apparently rescinding his contract, Jared Jack. So he's going to be a free agent. They have to. At least I think they do. I don't think they're bringing him back. I don't think so, personally. I think they're going to rescind his
offer.
Yeah,
because I saw that with Carl Landry is gone, going to the Kings for a nice long-term deal.
Back to where he was a few years ago. Can he start, please? Just start him. See what he can
Spurs
do.
Spurs looked at him, but I'm like, hey, they wanted to give him the year, so I ain't mad at him taking it. He's been trying.
Yeah, he has.
But he won a long-term guy. He got a long-term
deal. Chris Gatlock of the new millennium.
But, Golden State, I'm like, you had something. And you can't, I'm like, look, if you don't bring back Jared Jack, you're not going to be 100% better. Because you guys went a three. He started. He was getting the minutes at the end of the game.
Had Jerry West pulled off the big one, we would all been praising him. But now it's like, I don't know about the whole Iguodala thing. I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't particularly like it.
I don't really care for it. Personally, I'm like, dude.
Harrison Barnes showed some. He got some skill.
Denver wasn't going to give him that much. Like 4 years, 40 something.
Denver would have given him, I would think, around 11. I think they would have given
they
that.
They probably would have matched that.
But he wanted to go with the hype and
whatever.
fine.
He sees, you know, Denver is struggling right now. I don't know what the hell they doing.
We'll see.
You know, although Brian Shaw, though, I'm curious to see what Brian Shaw going to do.
I'm pulling for him.
You know, he finally, yeah, because from that last, our last podcast, people were like, why the hell ain't Brian Shaw get a deal?
And then it was like, oh, they listened to us. Ching-a-ching, he finally got a deal.
I'm curious to see how, if he can do what,
I think he'll be good.
What George Karl couldn't. And just find something just for that team.
Forcing him to play JaVale McGee, though, is just kind of like, that I don't like.
Yeah, but you, yeah.
That I don't like.
Y'all kind of. Kufis is gone, and I mean, they paid him all that money, and it's
JaVale
McGee
has to start. Yeah, I mean, he got to show his potential now. He is at his prime.
Yeah, it's about time he figured it out and so, did something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we talked about Sacramento. They just
don't know what they're doing. They're about to build around DeMarcus Cousins, which is dangerous. They lighting a fuse that I don't know if they're gonna recover from.
They need to.
So, I will say this. If he starts balling, I'm almost like, dude, trade him while he's hot. Like, I am so sorry. I don't want the Kings to be terrible, but the fact that he just clashes with coaches so much. I'm just like, dude, if he starts hooping, trade him while the iron is hot, please, and get some good quality gold for him.
Well, he's on a new
But he has a new coach.
Yeah, they got new ownership.
They got new ownership. Maybe. Apparently, they flew out to where he was at and spoke to him and kind of let him know that he is the guy that they're trying to build around. So, hopefully, you know, I know Tyreke Evans wasn't the best influence on him. So, hopefully, you know, with a new fresh start for him, kind of being the focal point of the offense now. Hopefully, that'll make things better for him. You know, so we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens. And I want to give some shout outs to a team that has made, in my opinion, some solid moves and is trying to go from absolute dirt to at least a little bit decent. And that is the Charlotte Bobcats. Yeah. They got Al Jefferson.
Yeah,
they added Zeller in the draft as well, who a lot of people had as the number one pick, you know, prior to the college basketball season. They finally got a center, and they finally got size, which is what they have been lacking for the longest. There's word they're going to amnesty Tyrese Thomas. Yeah, thank God. Seems like Jordan is finally starting to get it right. You know, you hired a coach who, from the Lakers and from his reputation in the league, he's known as a guy who can develop big men very well. So they're off to a good start. They kept Gerald Henderson. You got Kemba Walker. You got what's the kid's name? Michael Gilchrist. So you have a solid little core of young players. You know, you got Al Jefferson, who is now pretty much your veteran leader on the offensive side and in your front court. So for me now, they're at least a little bit decent. You know, they have a decent starting five now. You got Al Jefferson, you got Zeller, you got Gerald Henderson, Kid Gilchrist. And you got Kemba Walker. That's not a terrible starting five.
No.
That is formidable. So now it's just building off of this. So if they can, we all know they're probably not going to be that good again next year. But I hope they are a little bit better. But, you know, another potential top three pick. Hey, if they get the number one pick and can get that kid Wiggins that everybody's hyping up, who knows?
Yeah, but they got some money to come, so good for them. I mean, Al Jefferson ain't no slouch.
Not at all.
And yeah, I would go for that money too, bro.
Big time.
Because clearly teams was not.
And he gets to be the focal point.
Yeah.
He'll be the focal point of the offense, so we'll see what happens. They can slowly creep up a little bit. We'll see.
And in Memphis, Well, Memphis did re-sign Tony Allen.
Re-signed Tony Allen. Got about 4 years, 20 mil, so. Decent deal for them. Decent deal for him.
I don't.
The new coach, though, that they brought in, I'm not so sure.
Assistant.
Yeah. I don't know about that one.
Is all going to be about Zach Randolph next year.
Yeah.
Are they going to keep him or shop him? Because they're going to have to build their bench better
because
it's been lacking.
And I mean, now that Lyle Hollins is gone, it doesn't even seem like dudes want to go to Memphis anymore.
Well, it seems like Memphis wasn't that spot, but it seemed like he brought that culture. I mean, keeping Tony Allen was big. If Tony Allen was gone, it was like, we might as well just
start over.
Yeah.
So.
And, but yeah, I say Minnesota trying. I saw giving Kevin
They
Martin
finally
a
got
deal.
A score on the wing. About time.
They have needed this forever. Someone to pair with Kevin Love on the post. Finally. Yeah. If they can lock up Pekovic.
Which they probably will.
They will. They'll be good.
Yeah, but you got Budinger back. 3 years, $16 million. Kevin Martin decided to leave.
Ricky Rubio's going to be healthier next season. They'll be okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they'll be a decent team. You got Rick Adelman, who's a good coach. We'll see.
That was Kevin Martin's part of the reason he went.
Flip Saunders is the new GM. Thank God. I know a lot of Minnesota fans are happy about that. I know they're glad Hahn is gone.
He seemed like he's trying to build something.
Mm-hmm. So, we'll see.
They trying to make the playoff. Man, the West is going to be crazy.
It's going to be loaded.
It's going to be another 10 teams trying to win 50 games. I can't wait to see what's coming up next. I know there's a couple more solid dudes out. Once the big dominoes fall, let's see what the little chips happen.
Yep. But the little chips are the ones who make the big differences in during the season. So
these are all the role player time.
Yep.
Let's see what y'all do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to thank y'all once again for tuning in to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. As always, you can find us on Stitcher and iTunes Radio under Black Is. Please subscribe to the Black Is podcast family on iTunes. Leave us 5-star rating. Leave us comments. Give us a thumbs up and favorite us on Stitcher. Come check us out. www.blackisonline.com. You can listen to us. Also, Culture Connection with Brother Malcolm.
Brother Mal.
Hey, Omar fans, he just put up his interview part two with the great Omar. Check it out.
Good deal.
And, of course, The Break with Casey Lehman.
What's going on, sister?
Things have been going good there. Please check out the site. I want to give two shout-outs to a couple podcasters who's been giving us love recently. First off, the Player Hater on the Player Hater podcast. He had his little on the show. He shouted us out, so we appreciate that.
Thank you, brother. Check him out.
He's great. And of course, one of the granddaddies, Mr. Moody.
Mood.
Gave us a great voicemail for us.
Mood music. It's happening.
So we always appreciate the love, man. Always appreciate it. If you want to contact the show, you can email us, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter @BrothersLayman or leave us a voicemail at 323-455-4219.
And this has been your host. We have been glad y'all could listen and chill with us for a while. We are your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, and you've been listening to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla. Well, I'm the dipper. Jaw like Shabba, ranks making bank, operating like Trapper, John and B. Yeah, that's what folks tell me. I plan on going far and be a star like Marcus Welby. So you soup though, yes, I mix the buckets, causing ruckus like Menudo or Judo. I get it, I throw them when I gamble. And when I swings my ding, I take a swing like Mickey Mantle. But I got more flavors in a pack an hour later. Beg your pardon, Mr. Kiba, but I love vanilla wafers. See, I got it going on because of the songs that I write. I got it going on because my crew is enough hype. But I sit them, I stand them, I brand them like Zorro. I shop at D'Agostino for a bag of Stella Doro. Red sticks, oh yes, it's the books for three of my cousins, Crazy Razy, A, Blitz, and D. Because we're
just coming, that's on the mic.
Cause we're
just something that's on the mic.
Cause we're
just something that's on the mic. Just something that's on the mic.
Diggity yes. I just come like Shaka, Zulu, I pop like over Red and Rocker when I'm proper. I give it a dibble dabble with my women's. I drop a deaf jam as if my name was Russell Simmons. I'm funky, spunky, I clock red like Wonder. I'll jump up and flex, make you think I'm Jane Fonda. I shake it a slam, Tito, I'm laid back like Tito. I got enough wisdom like Mama, Montego, Amigo, San Fuente. Yes, I can samba, I'm known like Geraldo, Shishai, Caramba. The jibbity jibber dabber, Joe is with the yippity yowza. I got crazy smarts like that kid Doogie Howser. So cool out, Colonel, I'm birdie, no jive. I wiggity wax that scalp like a bird over your fire. Diggity damn right, that pint. I taste great like white light. I'm well known like Spike the Walk the Cronkite. Cause we're
just something that's on the mic.
Cause we're
just something that's on the mic.
Cause we're
just something that's on the mic. Just something that's on the mic.
Check it, one for the money, two for the show. Thunder, thunder, Thundercats, ho! Yep, I got my moms, I got my girl, I got my friends. In the States I'm making dollars, in Japan I'm making yens with the new style. My real name is William. I'm quick to break a sweat like Donald Trump could break a million or zillion. I kill them. I watch as all my children. I'm hard as women, watch you silly, smart as acts of pilgrims. I was strong from the get-go. I'm not Lou Ferrigno. I never caught the cooties from a floozy or a bimbo. Like Chico, I'm the man. Yes, indeed, I got the smart. So when I take a stand, just take a seat like Rosa Parks. Some tomato, tomato, bologna, bologna. I used to fraggle rock ya, but now I fraggle stone ya. A loner, I can't swim. I'm lamping in my hoodie and I get down and boogie, oogie, oogie.
Cause we're
just a man that's on the mic.
Cause we're
just a man that's on the mic.
Cause we're
just a man that's on the mic. Just a man that's on the mic.
I'm like Slick Rick the Ruler, but I'm cooler than a Calvin. My mom's name is June, my pop's name is Alvin. I'm not your Kirk Gowdy, but I'm Audi Sayonara. So hit the road, Jack, so I can welcome back, Carter. I flippity flap the illness, I flip some when I get them. I chills with the books, now I'm paid out the rectum. No comp, I stickity stomp them all out like Sasquatch. I'm deep, no sleep, I make you wanna join Blackwatch.
Zoom.
I stickity drop the jam, and now I'm slamming like Madonna. I gave a crew cut to Sinead O'Connor. Your Honor, I'm bad to the bone, word is born. Cause me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. Yes, I am, my tibbity bibbity. The bibbum will not end till the diggity cows come home. Take it to any but then, cause it's crazy. So give it a rest, toots. Don't you know me? I go from 10 to 2, just like Yvonne Mobley. Cause we're
just a man that's on the mic.